Surveillance data. Surveillance data can be broken down into demographic, event, process, and time categories, each of which can contain a mixture of qualitative and quantitative data. Demographic data is socioeconomic in nature. For the purposes of healthcare surveillance, this includes information related to the population makeup of the healthcare facility. Are they a patient or HCP? What is their age, sex, and ethnicity? Where are they located, unit, wing, room, at the time of infection as well as their bed history prior to infection? Demographic data is critical when considering health equity and helps promote quality initiatives to address equity disparities. For example, when race, geography, income, and other factors have a relationship with infection rates or vaccination rates that vary across a community, as happened during the COVID-19 pandemic, responses can be tailored to address the most significantly impacted or at-risk community more specifically. Knowing patient location, whether in the facility or more broadly by city or region, can help identify where infections and outbreaks occur, where certain procedures take place, and where patients reside. To that end, travel history may also be important. The patient's profession might also be useful when investigating outbreaks by informing the IP's understanding of where and how an infection or disease is being transmitted. Similarly, knowing departmental data about HCP infections could reveal information related to location-specific issues. The IP will also collect information based on event data, specifically high-volume, high-risk events in the healthcare facility. These can include HAIs, example, bloodstream, urinary tract, pneumonia, surgical site, conjunctivitis, upper respiratory tract, skin and soft tissue, or local intravenous site. There are 5 major categories for HAI surveillance: central line associated bloodstream infections, CLABSIs, catheter associated urinary tract infections, CAUTIs, surgical site infections, SSIs, ventilator-associated events, VEs/healthcare-associated pneumonia, HCAP, colonization or infection by a specific organism, example, C. difficile, MRSA, or other MDR-OS, Sharpe's injuries, communicable diseases, or body fluid exposures and HCP, tuberculin skin test/TB blood test conversion rates in HCP, influenza immunization rates in HCP and patients, pneumococcal immunization rates in patients, COVID immunization rates in patients and HCP, hepatitis B immunization rates in HCP, levels of illness/infection among HCP, potential outbreak/pandemic/bioterrorism organisms, quality assurance test results. Example, sterilizers and disinfectants are working as expected, negative airflow in isolation rooms is functioning properly. Each area of surveillance will have specific surveillance requirements. For example, for SSIs, surveillance depends on the type of surgical procedure. Procedures involving implants typically have a 90-day surveillance period, while others have a 30-day period. Superficial infections are determined within the first 30 days from the date of a surgical procedure, while deep, involving muscle and fascia, and organ space, below the fascia, SSIs may take up to 90 days to be clinically discernible. Due to the trend of shorter inpatient care, some of this surveillance may need to occur in an outpatient setting. Information related to the policies and procedures followed in the facility is known as process data. These can include standard precautions, isolation/transmission-based precautions, central line insertion, maintenance, and removal, urinary catheter insertion, care, and removal, safe injection and medication handling practices, antimicrobial prescribing and administration, environmental cleaning and disinfection, communicable disease reporting, installing and maintaining barriers during construction and renovation projects. Finally, in order to generate useful and actionable information, a surveillance program must be bound by time data. Typically, the measure of time should be in months, quarters, or years. By binding data by time, the IP can better analyze changes over time as well as establish a manageable time frame for investigation. Different facilities will have different data and information requirements based on their specific objectives, needs, and scope of service. An ambulatory care facility will have different information needs than a hospital because each has a different set of risks that it is monitoring and attempting to mitigate. Therefore, there are several factors that will inform the data an IP might choose to collect during surveillance. Some of these factors include populations being studied, including patients and HCP, procedures performed and services provided, acuity of care, a risk assessment that identifies risk factors for infection and other adverse events in the population studied, regional, national, accrediting, and other relevant agency requirements, including mandatory reporting requirements, available resources, both personnel and non-personnel, availability of the data required, public health needs, performance improvement initiatives, organizational objectives,